We talk a lot about teamwork in sports, being a good teammate, supporting each other, working towards a common goal. But what happens when your athlete doesn't feel like they fit in with their team? When it feels like everyone else has their group, their inside jokes, their connections, and you're on the outside looking in. Believe it or not, this is more common than we think. And the goal isn't to be best friends with everyone on your team. It's to find a way to connect, to trust, and to compete together. Today, we're talking about how athletes can navigate those situations, build the confidence in who they are, and find common ground, even when it feels hard. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to a practice, a game, or just running errands, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. So first I want to say that many athletes at some point, especially as youth athletes, if you're moving teams, if you're moving up in age brackets, if you are moving from like JV to varsity, things like that, it can sometimes feel like you're on the outside looking in. Whether it's a new team, again, maybe different school age groups, maturity, that type of thing. Now, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. It just means this is a new group of people that you're less familiar with, you're less comfortable with, and maybe on the surface, it feels like you don't have a lot in common. So feeling like you don't fit in doesn't mean you don't belong there. It just means you're going to have to do some work to find some common ground with the people on your team. Now, it's important to remember that being a part of a team, especially in youth sport, it doesn't mean that you need to be best friends with everybody on your team, especially if you're playing travel sports and you've got people coming from all around to play on this team. It's highly likely that you might not be best friends because you don't really spend any time with each other outside of your sport. And that's really where friendship starts, is mutual spending time together, having mutual experiences together. Now, from my own experiences in youth sport, I can tell you most of my best teams that I was a part of, we did very much have close bonds, but I wasn't best friends with everyone on my team. We didn't hang out outside of softball necessarily, outside of team functions. So what helps is to remember that a team is not necessarily a friend group, right? It can consist of friends, okay? But technically, it's more like a working relationship in the sense that to collectively, you have a goal, which is to win, probably, I hope. And that takes collaboration and cooperation among every member of the team to make that work. And you don't have to be best friends. It can be a great addition. But what matters most is that you have the ability to trust each other on the field, on the court, wherever it is you play. You have the ability to communicate openly and honestly, especially pertaining to game situations and contexts, and that you have the ability to support each other through the ups and downs of a season, of a game, a match, whatever that is, okay? So even if you don't hang out often with your teammates outside of your sport, but you can still encourage them, right? You can still be a good cheerleader for each other. You can still communicate during plays, while stretching and warming up during practice. You can still celebrate their successes when a great play is being made, right? So connection on the field matters more than necessarily closeness off the field, okay? Of course, it's great if you can do both, but it's not necessary, okay? Now, as a young athlete, that can feel daunting because often it's your friendships that make the sport experience more enjoyable. This isn't a recent problem. I've worked with several athletes over the last few years that found their enjoyment of playing go down when they went to a new team. And the biggest part of that was because they didn't have common ground. They didn't know the new players very well. And it made it hard to connect. It made it hard. You felt like an outsider. And so there's a lot of reasons why you might feel disjointed or like you don't belong on a team. So a key thing for you to think about is how can you find that common ground? Even as maybe a new team member, or maybe somebody, I know this happens more in high school, simply from a maturity perspective, but let's say you're a freshman playing varsity because you happen to be very talented and you're with mostly juniors and seniors. It's often a big maturity gap there and you have very different experiences. And so sometimes you won't connect very closely with those people, and that's okay. But what you can do, instead of focusing on your differences and what makes you different or what makes you feel outside of the group, is as the adults, as the athletes, is let's make sure that we're fostering that curiosity and finding those small connections of what we do have in common. As an athlete, this can be something simple as during warmups or as you're just, there's downtime in between meetings or game film, whatever sport you play, there's always a little bit of downtime. Remember, it's locker room, getting changed, all that kind of stuff, whatever. And so you can ask simple things like, hey, what position do you best like playing? Or what do you love about this game? Or how long have you been playing? Okay, so even just simple questions to get to know them more can be a really powerful tool to feeling less outside of the group, okay? Another key thing that can be really helpful is something like just noticing and complimenting effort or skill, right? Is putting a step forward to try to be the first person to communicate, okay? Something as simple as, hey, great play, nice job, great hustle. Saying thank you if they helped you out with something, right? So again, a lot of ways this can look depending on what kind of sport you play. Soccer, maybe it's bonding over a tough practice. Softball, maybe it's laughing about a long tournament in between game breaks, playing hacky sack or something along those lines. Basketball, maybe it's that shared wanting to puke after a tough conditioning workout or something along those lines. So the idea here, if you're a young athlete listening to this and parents who are helping their young athletes, is it's okay to not be best friends. You should strive to find common ground. And that doesn't need to be a big thing. It can be something small, but helping your athlete find common ground with people on their team is a big pathway to bridging that gap to feeling like an outsider, okay? And it really is okay to just have one or two close friends on a team. Again, depending on your context, if you're significantly younger than some of your teammates, or maybe you just live far away, like there might be a lot of reasons why other people on your team are more close than you are. Now, some of that just takes time to build those bonds. So acknowledging that it will take a little bit, might also take some bravery on your part to take a step forward and introduce yourself to somebody, right? But long story short, it's okay to just have one or two close friends on a team. It doesn't have to be everybody, because let's be honest, there's some people on your teams that you don't particularly like all that much. And that's okay. As long as you respect them as a teammate and treat them with dignity and respect, it's okay to have a small circle, especially if you're not a particularly outgoing person, or maybe you're a little more introverted than extroverted, okay? It's okay. You don't have to be everybody's best friend. And it's not about necessarily being popular. But what we want you to do is start to get to a point, what helps really is feeling more comfortable in being yourself and understanding who are you at your core and letting that be okay. Having a few trusted connections, so one or two teammates that you can really connect with, sometimes that's good enough, all right? And still being able to be a good teammate to everybody else, even if you don't necessarily like them, or if you'd want to be, you wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with them outside the court, the field, wherever it is you play, that's okay. But you still have to be a good teammate when you're at practice and on the court. Okay. Big part of this is really reminding yourself to control what you can control. And there's a lot of circumstances to feeling outside of the group that are outside of your control. So things like, again, if you're new to the team and you just don't know anybody yet, right? There's nothing you can do about that. That's just true. That's accurate. And so it's going to take some time for you to build those bonds. Sometimes even when other people are the problem, maybe they're being clicky or they're choosing to be hard to connect with or treating you poorly, right? That's not on you. That's them being a bit of a butthead, okay? But you can still control your effort, your attitude, your repeated attempts to connect and communicate, and being as inclusive as you can be in the presence of those things, okay? So you can't always control the team dynamics, but you can control what kind of teammate you are, all right? So again, just something to consider as an athlete, especially in youth sports. We know that a big part of your enjoyment in playing sports is having friends on the team. But that doesn't mean everybody has to be your friend, and as long as you have a couple. But friendship doesn't just happen magically, okay, if that is your goal. Being a good teammate starts first, right? So supporting, trying to get to know people, spending time with people, finding something to have common ground about is going to be your best pathway forward to building some of those connections. All right, before we dive into some conversation for today, I want to just remind you that if you are enjoying these episodes, please subscribe. Click the subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, subscribe so you get shows up and wherever you listen to your podcasts each week when we release a new episode. If you're feeling particularly strong about the podcast, I would really appreciate a review. Again, reviews do go a long way to help this showing up more in people's search feeds. Okay, let's dive into some conversation. Just a reminder of the rules. Remember that there are no wrong answers when you're having these conversations. It's all about just exploring ideas and topics. Make sure you're taking turns, talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss it. Or you can just listen to all of the questions and discuss whatever floats your boat, whatever is most relevant for you at this moment in time. All right, let's dive into our first question. Have you ever felt like you didn't fit on the team? And if so, what made you feel that way? Was it an age gap? Was it the way you were being treated? Were you just new and you felt a little awkward? Something different? If that is something you've experienced, why do you think you felt that way? Huh? Question number two. What's one small way that you can connect with a teammate, even if you don't have much in common with them? And again, this is something, if you continue to play sports and move up through the ranks, this is something that you're more likely to face, especially if you get to more elite competitive levels, because now you're starting to get players from all over the place that don't maybe go to your school, that aren't from your region, maybe they're traveling from far and wide, and you might have less, on the surface, less in common with these people. And so thinking about, even if I don't have that much in common with them, what's one small way I can connect with this new teammate? Maybe they're new to me. If you're not the new one on the team and you're somebody else is coming in, knowing that they might feel like an outsider, how can you make them feel welcome? So share some ideas. Get some ideas from your folks, whoever it is you're listening to this with. All right, our third question. Do you feel like you need to be friends with everyone on your team? Or is it okay to just have a few close connections? What's your personal take on that? Again, everybody has a different social battery. Everybody has different needs. I mean, generally as human beings, we all need to connect and belong. But it doesn't, again, if you're more introverted than extroverted, social interactions might drain you more than other people. So there's not like a hard, fast rule here. But what do you think you need to feel connected on a team? Is it okay for you to just have one or two close connections? Or do you feel like you really need a connection with everybody on the team? And are you getting that? Is that currently being fulfilled for you right now on your current team? And if not, what do you think you could do to make some adjustments or to get what you need out of your teammates for the current team that you're on? All right, our final question of the day, and thinking of this from the other side of the coin, if you will, is that if we've all felt lonely or a little bit outside on a team before, then there's probably somebody who's been on our team that's felt that too. And so I'd like you to think about in our final question, what kind of teammate do you want to be, even if others aren't acting the same way? And so this goes back to a little bit about having values and understanding what kind of person you want to be. Even if other people on your team aren't doing their part to be good teammates, how do you want to be? What's you putting your best foot forward as a teammate? Again, acknowledging we're all different people. I have always been the social butterfly on all of my teams. I'm a very extroverted person. I can find a connection with everybody because I'm a naturally curious person and I've never met a stranger, okay? That's not true for all of my friends. I tend to be the extrovert that finds my introverted friends. I'm like, here, you're my friend now, and I'm just gonna... So we all have different ways of doing that, okay? So my version of being a good teammate is being the social connector, right? Finding connections, getting people involved with each other, being like the connector. That just is natural to me. That's how I do things. That is not how you need to do things. That is not how what might fit best with your strengths and your skills. Maybe you're the quiet behind the scenes person that gives that pat on the back or something along those lines. There's many ways to be a good teammate, but what does that look like for you? And how could you be that for other people on your team, even if there are some cliques and some things going on, so that nobody feels like an outsider? Again, you don't have to fit in with everybody to belong on a team. Sometimes the strongest teams aren't the ones where everyone is best friends. They're the ones where players respect each other, trust each other, and show up for each other when it matters. All right, y'all, remember to keep those conversations rolling and make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, share it with somebody. Send it to somebody who you think would appreciate the listening to this episode and having the same conversations that you had today. If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters to help you or your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have any suggestions for future topics, if you're looking for something that I haven't talked about yet, you can hit me up. There's a link in the show notes to message me directly, or you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram at V. Alston Coaching. All right, y'all. I hope you have an amazing week. I'll see you next time.